Hi, I'm Frank Giardiello, and I'm a faculty member here in the gastroenterology division at Johns Hopkins.
And an expert in colon cancer screening.
But know something about it, yes.
Okay, very good. So let's talk about that topic. March is National Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Colonoscopy, of course, is a really integral part of screening for colon cancer. So let's just talk about that to begin with. Mm-hmm. Current recommendations.
Well, the current recommendations are that everybody in America over the age of 50 should have colorectal cancer screening. And the current recommendations are that the individual has a menu of choices that they can pick from. The menu has a number of things on it. And right now, the menu includes doing stool cards, testing for blood in the stool, once a year, three cards once a year, or doing a flexible sigmoidoscopy, which is a tube that's inserted into the rectum that goes about a third the way up the colon, and that's done every 5 years, or both those things, or a barium enema, which is an x-ray in which you put contrast material in the colon and then take an x-ray, or colonoscopy, in which the patient is usually sedated with medication, and then a longer tube is placed in the rectum and goes all the way around to the end of the colon, the cecum, and the colon is surveyed for cancer and polyps and other abnormalities. So that's the menu at the present time.
So that's the menu, but most of us hear about colonoscopy. I'm not even terribly familiar with these other screening methods. So could you just describe each of them and what you think are their benefits versus their detrimental aspects?
Right. Well, let's start with fecal occult blood testing. That's a process in which you take a bit of the stool and you put it on a card and you check it for blood. That's done every year. So the downside of a test like that is that you have to do it every year. The positive part of a test like that is that it is cheap and it is relatively easy to do. There is a concern that you may be missing colon cancer with that test because it is detecting blood in the stool from the cancer. And cancers don't always bleed, so you may not find blood in the stool. Now, the flexible sigmoidoscopy is a test in which you take the tube, and it's a shorter tube, and it goes a third the way up the colon. The positive part of this is you usually don't need sedation for this, so you don't have to have someone bring you home from the test. Also, it has less in the way of adverse effects or side effects because you're not putting the tube all the way around this very curvy colon, so you have less of a risk of developing a tear or a perforation in the colon, and you don't get medication for it, so that you don't have the risk of the medication. The downside of it is, obviously, that it's recommended to be done more frequently, every 5 years, than a colonoscopy. And also, the other downside is that you're only surveying a third of the colon. Now, in that third of a colon, 60 to 70% of cancers occur, but on the other hand, you're missing the other part of the colon where maybe 30 to 40% of cancers occur. The barium enema is a test where they give you barium, take an x-ray. The downside of a barium enema is that it's not as good a test at looking at the colon, for example, as a colonoscopy. The upside is you don't need sedation. And the colonoscopy, which is the test that most general doctors would recommend, they recommend it because it is, at this point, the best test to look at the colon. It's done every 10 years, so you don't have to do it so often. But the downside of it is that it does take sedation. You are sedated for it. It does have a risk of perforation and the risk of the medicines that they use for sedation. You need someone to bring you home after the procedure, so it takes you out of commission for about a day. So that's the downside of a colonoscopy.
The other advantage to colonoscopy is that if these precancerous lesions known as polyps are found, they can be removed right then.
That's correct. So you can find an abnormality and take the abnormality out then. The colonoscopy can be both a screening test, a diagnostic test, and a therapeutic test as well.
Now, most people I've heard of discuss colonoscopies complain about the preparation for the test.
Right.
But I understand that that also has been improved recently.
Yes, it has. There are different variations on the preparation. The standard preparation is to drink a gallon of liquid, which cleans the intestine out the night before. These days, one can take a Coke bottle full of liquid with some other things to clean the colon out. That seems to work almost as well. Then there's also a prep where you take 30 or 40 pills before you come without any drinking of liquid. We don't use that very often, but that is another alternative.
So maybe not as onerous as it used to be to get ready for it?
Right, right. Okay. And you are right that most people think that's the biggest problem with colonoscopy is the preparation, because most people don't remember the colonoscopy because of the sedating medicines that are used.
Now, there's also another technique that's out there, so-called virtual colonoscopy. How is that different than the other technique you've just described?
So virtual colonoscopy is essentially doing a CAT scan of the colon. So it's an X-ray test of the colon, which is a better X-ray test than a barium enema because it uses a CAT scan. The positive aspects of a virtual colonoscopy are you don't get sedated, so you don't need to bring somebody with you to bring you home. The procedure, it takes several minutes, maybe takes 5 to 10 minutes in actual scanning time at the very most. There is almost no side effects from the procedure. The benefits of virtual colonoscopy are quite a lot because it's, as we say, a non-invasive test, which it appears to have almost, or if not as good, of an ability to look at the colon as a colonoscopy does. The only downside to a virtual colonoscopy is it's an imaging test, which means you see a polyp or see what looks like a polyp, but you can't do anything about it. You would need to go on and then have a separate colonoscopy, a real colonoscopy, to have the polyp or abnormality investigated or removed. So that's the downside of virtual colonoscopy.
Also, the preparation for virtual colonoscopy is the same as it is for traditional colonoscopy, right?
More or less, yeah. It involves actually, interestingly, an extra part, which is the drinking of some contrast the day before. It does have a little bit extra twist to it, but it's no, in my mind, it would be no more arduous than having the preparation for colonoscopy.
So for right now, I come to you, I need to be screened for colon cancer. I've turned 50. What are your recommendations?
My recommendations in general are I will give you the menu and go over the menu with you, because if you look at all the societies except for one, they say the patient should have the ability to go through the menu and factor in the risks and benefits and decide what they want. But if you were to ask my opinion about what you should have, all things being equal, you should have a colonoscopy at age 50. I think, though, that what's going to happen in the next year is you're going to see other things being added to that menu. I think virtual colonoscopy is going to probably be added to that menu within the next year or so. There's some other tests that actually might also be added. Right now, the recommendations are the tests I mentioned.
Dr. Giardiello, yeah. Is there anything else that you'd like to add with respect to colorectal cancer screening?
No, I think we've said it all.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.